This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1959. Fingers crossed, how to show you care in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When a friend or colleague expresses that they hope something will happen, what can you say to let them know you are on their side? Today, get this powerful connection skill with one simple English phrase.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
I'm feeling great today. What are we talking about on All Ears English today?
Well, fingers crossed, I can take a trip this summer. I mean, Lindsay, don't you have a trip coming up in May?
I do. I'm going to Egypt in May. Oh my gosh, I am super excited. And I'm hoping to meet some of our listeners there too.
Oh, actually. Is that right? Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, I'll make a more formal announcement, but I'll let our listeners know. I think it'd be so cool to plan a dinner in Cairo with our listeners.
Wow.
How amazing would that be?
That would be amazing. Fingers crossed that works out. Yes.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, I really love it. So, Michelle, today we're talking about a really common expression, right? Mm-hmm. Of saying fingers crossed. What did you mean when you said that, fingers crossed?
It basically meant hopefully, but in more of a superstitious kind of way. Not really. It's not really superstitious. Would you say it's superstitious? Kind of.
Yeah. There's something superstitious about it for sure. Yeah, there is. Yeah. I don't know why we ever decided that it might go back to something. I don't know what it goes back to. Oh. We don't know.
I actually have. You do know. Well, I have a link. I skimmed it, but there's something. I can pull it up later.
We'll get into it.
We get into it. You can click on the link too, so you can take a look. Cool. But guys, before we get into it, we want to remind you to hit follow wherever you're listening to the All Ears English Podcast, because guys, we don't want you to miss anything, and it's very important that you actually hit the follow button. Take a second to do that today.
Exactly. So I'm going to read our listener question to get right into it right away. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've been following your program for 5 years. 5 years, Michelle. That is amazing.
Wow.
That is so good. I've been learning many useful English expressions that I have no chance to get from the textbook. I noticed that some of my foreign colleagues usually say fingers crossed when they're hoping to see something good happen. Can you explain it a little bit and perhaps introduce some similar expressions? And this is May from the US. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And May was also asking about other luck expressions. So that is a great. Yes. Yeah, this is great.
This is great.
So, guys, we did briefly mention this expression in episode 540, which was how to wish your friend good luck before a job interview in English.
Right, right.
And then there's another episode we want to direct you guys to. Lindsay, what is it?
Yeah, it's 585, and it is, this episode is going to be great. Knock on wood, right? That's so fun. So, guys, if you're listening in the All Ears English app, whether it's the Android or the iOS, you can just type in that episode number at the top of the episode list. So that's a really easy way to find the episode you want by listening to the app.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, awesome. So this listener says, I quote, that it said when the colleagues are hoping to see something good happened.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, would you say fingers crossed? Is that something you would say?
Yeah, it is. I think I used to say this a lot as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I think I actually believed it, too. Like, I
yeah.
I think I used to cross my fingers and actually believe that that was going to make the thing happen or not happen. Aww, sometimes. Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah. I mean, basically, this is like saying, I hope so. Right.
Right.
Or have you ever seen, there's also a fingers crossed, I think, an emoji on the phone.
Yeah, for sure. That would be kind of a cool thing to use, actually. I would say it's fun to use those little emojis sometimes. Not overuse them, but use them, right?
Right, exactly. So, you might say just about you're hoping something will happen, or you might ask someone to cross their fingers for you, or like to give you the good luck, or you might even tell someone that you will cross your fingers for them.
Yeah, that's true. So it's not just fingers crossed. There's a lot of ways to approach this, right? Michelle, we're going to show you guys a lot of them today.
Right. Well, so let's go ahead and do some examples here.
Yeah. Here we go. So here, I'll go first. I have a big meeting coming up. I hope my boss assigns me the new big project. I think I can handle it.
Oh, wow, Lindsay. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Nice. Okay, so this is a connection skill. Clearly a connection skill, guys, because this is a way to show people that you are on their side, right? Mm-hmm. It's so positive, Michelle.
That's true. It does show that you're on their side, that you hope that good things happen for them, that you hope what they want will happen. So I think that it's a really good thing to use. So again, you could say fingers crossed, or I'll keep my fingers crossed for you is another way you could do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we did another episode, 1126, with superstitions, traditions, how to talk about them in your culture. You know, I think that American culture might be less superstitious than some older cultures. That's the sense I get, at least. But I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear from our listeners.
Right. That is interesting. So let's do another role play. So here we go. So if I get an A on my exam, fingers crossed, I will treat myself to a fancy dinner.
Good luck, Michelle. I'll cross my fingers for you. It's kind of cool how you put that right in the middle of the sentence, and you use really nice intonation. Could you say that one more time, what you said?
Thank you so much. So if I get an A on my exam, fingers crossed, I will treat myself to a fancy dinner.
It's important to do that, right? To really distinguish the three pieces of that phrase by making a different intonation, making it sound different. Fingers crossed, I'll treat myself to a fancy dinner, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Or let's do one more.
Yeah, I really think we have a chance to win this game.
Fingers crossed.
Nice. Okay. Do you know anyone who's very superstitious? Superstitious?
Ooh, super superstitious. That's hard to say.
Yeah.
Oh, do I know anyone who's... I would say my sister-in-law is pretty superstitious.
Oh.
She does a lot of the knocking on the wood. And, I would say that she's a little bit superstitious. But what about you? Do you know anybody?
Not really. It makes me think of baseball players that don't change their socks, things like that.
Or like, not shaving their beard for like a whole month, or you know, for the playoffs or something like that.
Where does this come from, Michelle, by the way?
So go ahead on and take a look at this, guys. This is from englishgrammarlessons.com. I'm just gonna quickly go through a little bit of it, but the idiom
origin
from a long time ago, it mentions that it's something with pagans in Europe with crossing fingers to like something about a Christian symbol, basically. Right.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
That this is supposed to show good luck. So I'm kind of paraphrasing this. Yeah. But then it also says, I'm just going to quote, in the 14th century in wartime, soldiers would avoid crossing fingers with each other as a sign of good luck. The saying would evolve in writing much later as an expression of good luck. Language experts are unsure of the first appearance of the phrase in writing. So, guys, we can leave the link for that if you want to look more. But so it looks like kind of that wasn't a complete history right there. Just some paraphrasing, things to think about. Interesting.
No, it makes sense. It goes back to religion. It's probably a very old phrase. Goes back to Christianity. Makes sense. Makes sense. I mean, all these phrases, they come from somewhere. Right. They're just they're not just necessarily made up, although some are. But these are old phrases. So it's kind of fun if you're into etymology or looking up the history of language. Check that out. Go down the rabbit hole, guys. Why not?
Why not? OK, awesome. So, I mean, Lindsay, why do you think this phrase can bring about connection? Like, what can it do?
This is huge. And this is our focus at All There's English, guys. How can you connect? This is huge. You know, when you say you take this little extra effort to show them that you really care, you really want them to achieve that thing or have that good luck that they're hoping for. It really feels good, right? To know that someone's on your side. So you show someone you care about their hopes and dreams and wishes. You express that something is important to you as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
and it's fun to use it. It's fun.
It is fun.
Especially when you shorten it and you say, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
So, Michelle, what is something in your life that you want to keep your fingers crossed about right now? Give me some details.
Okay. It's funny because when I plan these, I'm always asking you the question.
I know.
And then I don't, and then you always ask it to me. And I'm like, I want to know about you. I don't know. Fingers crossed that will happen in 2023. Well, I think I spoke about it. I mean, hopefully I'll be maybe looking for a house in 2023. Yep. So fingers crossed. I find something in my price range, which is not easy right now, but something that I like that's in a nice area where I can still walk to some places and could be a big change, but we'll see.
Fun. I'm sure we'll have some episodes on, you know, skills for house hunting that our listeners can learn that we can apply to other things. That'll be really fun to keep up with you on that. It's an adventure. It really is. Just get ready to pound the pavement, Michelle. I mean, it's a different market now than it was when I bought in 2021. Things have changed a lot with the housing market. So you might have more options or just a better leg up, you know?
Oh, a leg up. What is that?
Like an advantage. Just because I think it's more of a buyer's market rather than a seller's market. When I bought in the fall of 2021, it was like people were bidding on top of asking price by 50K minimum. You know, and that's not really happening anymore.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so there's not as much competition is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. I haven't started yet, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So what about you? Anything for 2023?
Oh, you know what I'm really hoping for? Fingers crossed. This might be pushing my luck a little bit, but I really want to go to India. I know you've been to India, Michelle, and I'm envisioning maybe next December, maybe it'll end up being January or February of 2024, but I really want to see India. In my lifetime.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, Lindsay. I think I loved my trip to India, so I'm sure you would love it.
Yeah. I mean, you just kind of have to see that country. It's just so huge and amazing and historical. And I'm ready for it. So I've got to pencil this in and just book the flights. You know,
yes,
I have to do it. Fingers crossed. What else? Yeah.
All right. Well, so the listener also asked about any other expressions about luck. So I just wanted to, you know, focus on two. So one is about luck and one is about hope, really. So what is the first one?
With any luck, and I love this one, it's very natural too. Or so, for example, guys, with any luck, we'll be celebrating our birthday in California next year. And this is used a lot when we talk about this time next year, right? So, you know, for you, Michelle, with any luck, by this time next year, you'll be in your new home, right?
It's crazy to think about. It's a bittersweet feeling.
Yeah, for sure. It's good. It's good.
It's good. And then the next one is just hope for the best, right? Yeah. So I could say, oh, wow, I really want to get that job.
Well, let's hope for the best. Yeah.
Okay.
And again, another connection phrase, because again, you're showing that person you really care what happens. And that's kind of the takeaway for today, Michelle, right? Mm-hmm. You're getting on their side.
Right, right. Showing that you, like, it means something to you that they are happy.
Exactly.
And happen for them. So this is just a ton of connection, and also expressing what's important to you. And also maybe asking someone, hey, like, you know, give me, you know, good thoughts, like, fingers crossed, keep your fingers crossed for me. So it's showing what's important to you and showing that you, that somebody is somebody's happiness is important to you.
Exactly. And, you know, I think for our listeners, guys, this is what we're all about. Connection, not perfection. When you can get out of that cycle of being afraid of making a mistake, then your mind has space for things like this, where you're giving, right? You're giving, you're showing through your voice, your tone of voice, your choice of words, even your body language, that you really want your friend or this person in front of you to achieve what they want in their lives. It's huge. Your life will then change, right? You'll be more, you'll be happier. You'll have better relationships. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's great. Well, that's a good point, Lindsay. So thanks for talking about this with me today. And guys, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you for anything that you are hoping for yourself in 2023 and beyond.
And beyond. Good stuff, Michelle. All right, guys, hit follow on All Ears English Podcast if you love our philosophy of connection, not perfection. Michelle, talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.